Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on David Lamberson, L-A-M-B-E-R-S-O-N. Address is 1550 Tanbark, T-A-N-B-A-R-K Drive, Red Bluff, California, 96080. Phone 530-529-0988. ID is triple XS double XS 5266. Date of birth 9/12/1949. 73-year-old, married, retired man. Insurance is Medicare / Blue Cross. Pharmacy is CVS Red Bluff. 530-529-5530 is address 2. Katie, K-A-T-I, Boomgarten, B-O-O-M-G-A-R-D-E-N-F-N-P, nurse practitioner, Rolling Hills Clinic, 2526 Sister Mary Columba Drive, Red Bluff, California, 96080-4327, 530-690-2778, 978-416-8198, parenthesis fax, end parenthesis. The there's a carbon copy to Dr. Teresa Tyron. Her address is Dr. Teresa Tyron, D period O period, below that should say cardiology. Address is 2701 Old Eureka Way, Suite 1F, Redding, California, 96001. Phone 530-241-4250, 530-241-4260, parenthesis fax, end parenthesis. The clinical indication neurological evaluation, the history of cognitive impairment / cognitive decline. Comorbid medical problems, morbid obesity, dash, clinical findings suggesting possible metabolic syndrome. Recent history of COVID infection, dash, possible post-COVID disorder. Mental exhaustion. Obstructive sleep apnea syndrome, dash, treated. Findings of hyperkalemia. Dear Katie Boomgarden and professional colleagues, thank you for referring David Lamberson. New paragraph. David was seen initially for examination. On May 23, 2023, eliciting the clinical history that is enumerated with your comprehensive records that were kindly provided. New paragraph, he has findings of attention and cognitive impairment. Subparagraph, the MOCA cognitive evaluation test by your report was normal. New paragraph. Following his in-office examination, he has completed diagnostic electroencephalography at Orville Hospital in Orville, interpreted by Dr. John G. Schmidt, MD, a professor in neurology. A subparagraph, the diagnostic EEG was normal, subparagraph, but the study showed two episodes of sinus bradyarrhythmia, several PACs, PVCs, and an incidental monitored tracing showed evidence for atrial fibrillation. New paragraph. Subparagraph, in consideration of this history and findings, I am referring, and with his history of treated sleep apnea, I am referring him back to Dr. Teresa Tyron for follow-up reevaluation and continued care. Subparagraph, I have started him on Eliquis 5 milligrams to take twice a day. New paragraph. He completed the additional laboratory diagnostic evaluation for dementia workup, which was essentially unremarkable with only incidental findings of some vitamin D deficiency. Subparagraph, the post-COVID laboratory panel was completely unremarkable for any evidence of arthritic or anticoagulation disorder. New paragraph. His nutritional bioassays were entirely unremarkable. New paragraph. He completed the NIH quality of life questionnaires, demonstrating some difficulties in communication. You can list these vertically. Some sleep disturbance with daytime somnolence. A slight reduction in his overall sense of positive affect and well-being. Mild to moderate symptoms of chronic fatigue. Slight to mild symptoms of chronic anxiety. No symptoms of depression. At least moderate symptoms of cognitive dysfunction with difficulty of time tracking. Appointment keeping, advanced planning, organization, placement recollection, novel learning, multitasking, mental clarity, new paragraph, he demonstrated some disability to participate in social roles and activities. Including doing all the things that others wanted him to do, comma, regular leisure activities, community activities, run errands, usual work, meeting needs, trouble keeping in touch, regular chores, he reported disappointment in his satisfaction with his social roles and activities. He reported minimal difficulty in upper extremity motor function and activities of daily living. He reported mild to moderate difficulty in lower extremity mobility function. He reported no stigma personally to the difficulties he's experiencing. New paragraph. We scheduled him for high resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain imaging in Elk Grove, but unfortunately, due to his body size and habitus, at a weight of 330 pounds, he was unable to fit into the testing equipment. Subparagraph, we will be rescheduling him for a high-resolution MR imaging study in Reading at MD Imaging for further cerebrocortical evaluation. New paragraph. Initial diagnostic impression. Clinical history of cognitive decline. Increased after recent COVID infection. Subparagraph. No clinical laboratory symptoms or findings other than vitamin D deficiency. New paragraph. Moderately morbid obesity body habitus. New paragraph. Symptoms of neuromusculoskeletal dysfunction. New paragraph. Recommendations. Today he was started on Eliquis, 5 milligrams to take twice a day, referred back to Dr. Tyron for her follow-up. New paragraph. I will be seeing him for reevaluation with the results of his MR brain imaging study. For further recommendations, considering treatment. New paragraph. I will consider initiation of further therapy when he returns with additional information. In paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report then.